Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. Joining me now is Alexis Johnson. She is a Republican running for Congress in the 3rd Congressional District, which includes San Juan County and all of northern New Mexico. She is joining us via Zoom today from a campaign stop in Espanola, New Mexico. And Alexis Johnson, welcome to KSJE. It's nice to see you.
Thank you very much for having me, Scott. It's a pleasure to be on your show today.
You are welcome. And I imagine this campaign is a bit different, of course, because of COVID and some of the other safe practices that the campaign is probably following. But how is this different from a normal campaign, would you say?
You know, we have to definitely take into account safety measures in regard to confined spaces where there's a lot of people. But other than that, you know, we try to do things outside, and we use a lot of different digital marketing as well as, try to interact with the community online a lot. So we do that, and it's a little bit different. I'm used to going to larger venues and events, but since COVID has occurred, you know, we've had to reduce that. But we have had different parades, you know, where you're in your car and things like this. So we've been pretty active. The party has been pretty active also.
Right. And so as you're out and about, or at least hearing from maybe your potential constituents in the 3rd Congressional District, what would you say are some of the biggest concerns they are telling you about?
Well, you know, it's going to go down to your basic needs. So everybody needs to have the ability to put food on the table, a roof over their head, educate their children, and do that in a safe environment. And right now, we are very limited in all areas. You know, our children can't even do their fall sports. You know, mom and pop stores can't really fully open. And we're looking at today, here in the middle of October, of having more restrictions being put on New Mexicans with the governor's orders. So, you know, we are really concerned with our small businesses, making sure that they have the opportunity to be open, have the funding they need to keep their doors open. So in U.S. Congress, what I would do is make sure definitely in January that families had the ability to make payroll, pay the mortgage on their business so that we can get through this COVID as we see reprisals here in New Mexico.
That sounds like maybe some stimulus talk from your campaign a little bit.
Right.
From Congress?
You know, if we're not able to open, each state has their own governor that divvies out funds. And if they're not allowing us to open, we have to be able to put food on the table and educate our children. I would look to have infrastructure there in San Juan for a lot of, not only the community there in Farmington, Aztec, Bloomfield, but also our Navajo, our Diné lands. We need to be able to have broadband access. And we haven't had this for the past 12 years with Ben Ray Lujan. So I'm looking forward to really making some movement and not just talk and say that we're going to do something, but actually provide results for New Mexicans. In addition to that, we have a huge substance abuse problem throughout the interstate corridor in northern New Mexico. We have the two highest counties with substance abuse as well as alcohol abuse. And that is an area that I would really want to focus on in U.S. Congress, to provide funding for substance abuse centers here in the north, as well as being very targeting that state border between our New Mexico, Texas, and also New Mexico. You know, we need to be very strict on the border as far as scanning at the ports of entry where illicit drugs come through. And so the border is going to be an area I'm going to be looking at. It's going to take an all-out approach to mitigate the negative impacts of substance abuse here in New Mexico.
Very good. You mentioned jobs and trying to get certainly food on the table for families, and I know that's an issue throughout the district, of course. In San Juan County, jobs in many cases are related to the energy industry. The oil and natural gas are kind of weak at the moment. Coal-fired power plants and things along that producing energy for much of the Southwest over the last few decades. What are your thoughts about energy jobs and the energy industry? What could you do as a congressperson to either support that, or would you change that?
You know, I here in New Mexico, we have a pretty much a one-sided view in regard to our oil and gas industry. What comes out of Santa Fe and also goes upward into the San Juan County is a lot of regulations and restrictions inhibiting growth. We could have natural gas plants, combined cycle there in Farmington, that would supply energy to, say, California, who is seeing what sustainable portfolios result in, and that results in blackouts. Why are we going to have blackouts like California here in New Mexico when we have a plethora of low-cost natural gas that can fuel not only New Mexico but other states around us? And so what my opponent wants to do is the Green New Deal, and we've seen the repercussions of that, which means going to only sustainable sources as the end-all be-all. And New Mexico has God-given resources to utilize, and we can do this in a respectful manner. So I'm an engineer, I'm an environmental engineer, and I've spent my career making sure that we are respectful to our environment, and when we utilize those resources, we do it with the best engineering, the best scientific practices to make sure that New Mexicans can still be employed and we can do right by our environment. But what my opponent is going for is she's going for a policy that is so extreme, it would not only double the electric prices for our electricity there in Farmington in the area, but would really put us in a situation where we'd see rolling blackouts. And so I think we need to work together. I think that we need to have sustainable sources, but we are not looking to get rid of any oil and gas in any time in the near future, such as, you know, 5-10 years from now, and she's looking to completely go that route. And how much would we really be doing here in New Mexico with the carbon footprint? We really need to be working in U.S. Congress on our foreign policy with China, India, and some of these other countries that are huge polluters.
Right. Understood. And I know there are a lot of folks that are very interested in renewables and in that conversation. You mentioned the Green New Deal. But is there room, if you didn't like the entirety of the Green New Deal, is there still room in the energy portfolio of this country for a certain amount of renewable energy production?
Of course. Of course, Scott. You know, our children live here. You know, our grandchildren, our future, they're going to be living here on our earth. So we need to make sure that we utilize sustainable sources. Let's look at geothermal energy. Let's look at our nuclear portfolio with our small-scale individual nuclear containment. Let's see what we can do and broaden our horizons. But if you're going to go directly to just solar and just windmills, you and I both know that the wind doesn't always blow, nor does the sunlight always shine. And so I'm definitely open to a diversification of our energy sources. And with our increase in technology, we can do that. But ramrodding anything into policy that's putting New Mexicans out of jobs right there in not only Farmington, but also Grants, they're down to the south of you. And so, you know, this week we're seeing many families that were put out of jobs there in the Grants area. We have family there in San Juan. And it is a travesty that we are creating a crisis. And then we are coming in to be the saviors. And that's what I think that government should not be. We should still have the idea of the American dream, that we have opportunity. And that's what I seek in U.S. Congress to make sure that New Mexicans have opportunity and a balanced approach. So I will work with people of all parties to make sure that we have a balanced approach for New Mexicans.
And that sounds very refreshing after maybe some of the very partisan fights we've seen in Congress recently from both sides. But you're saying that you have no problem talking to Democrats about maybe policies that might help the 3rd Congressional District?
Right. You know, let's talk about the consequences of not being able to cut your wood down. You know, the far left judge there in Arizona had told New Mexicans, they did a ruling last year, said, oh, you can't cut the wood in the federal forests because of the spotted owl. And these type of ideas, although it's very altruistic and well-meaning here in Santa Fe, you literally took people out of the lumber industry. You put New Mexicans out in the cold, not able to cut their lumber. And so these ideas, you think you're doing a good job, but in fact, what it really should have been is it should have been New Mexicans getting together from the community, from engineering scientists and government to come up with a solution. And not everybody is going to win, but we need to win more than we lose. And here in New Mexico, we are losing more than winning. We're at the bottom on the education scale. We don't have any job opportunities. Our kids have to go out of New Mexico. So I'm here to bring about real change and not just throw around money and not just throw around talk, but let's come together for the betterment of New Mexicans. And you know what you saw here in Santa Fe the day before with the toppling of the obelisk there in the Santa Fe Plaza, the heart of New Mexico? You know, are you going to vote for law and order? Are you going to vote Republican? Or are you going to vote for turning your face away from outright anarchy? And that's really what it's coming down to, is that the party of my abuelos, the Democrat Party that I was raised in, is no longer the party for me. And that's why I'm a Republican, because I've seen that there is no place when you advocate for ending life of the babies all the way up to the point of birth. You want to take away my gun rights and you want to create a crisis in New Mexico where we have no jobs. So, you know, we need to get back to that American spirit. And this flag behind me, it's red, white, and blue. And I think we need to remember the foundation of what it means to be an American.
Alexis Johnson, thank you. I'm speaking with candidate Alexis Johnson. She is a Republican running in the 3rd Congressional District, the seat in Congress. And I want to ask you a little bit about health care, because that's another big issue I know that the two parties maybe don't agree eye to eye on. And so what are your thoughts about health care? Because we have a lot of New Mexicans that have a hard time affording health care. Maybe they don't have a primary care physician. They rely a lot on the government maybe to help keep them and their families healthy. What's your stand there?
So I want to protect our Medicare for our elders. They need to have Medicare. Our veterans also. We also need to make sure that we have our Medicaid intact for many families, such as the one that I grew up in from humble beginnings, you know, that they are immunized, that they have a great start in life so that they can be fully contributing citizens. However, the middle class, the working class here in the United States is really getting hit very hard because they are paying so much in health care. And so what I would like to see is our prescription drug health care costs come down, which we've seen that in this administration, with insulin going down from $140 all the way down to $40 a month. In addition to that, I want to see transparency. So when you go to the doctor, you know what you're paying for, and it's not a surprise afterwards and you're shocked. And you have to make the decision, am I going to make a mortgage payment or am I going to make a health care payment? And that's something that we need to reduce those costs. A Medicare for all situation that my opponent sponsors is something that you're going to see what we see in Indian country and what we see at our veterans hospitals. Long waits with no choice. You know, we were told in the past that with Obama that we would keep our doctor and that our costs wouldn't be excessive. And those promises have not been kept. So I'm here to deliver for the New Mexican, keep those costs down. We can have competition between the states to bring down those premiums. So instead of only having New Mexico as the only point to purchase insurance, we can purchase from, you know, Iowa or Alabama, whatever cost is low, so to bring down the cost. So I promote affordability, quality of care, and reducing those prescription drug healthcare costs. And I do not believe in a all-out government control like my opponent with a single-payer healthcare system that she wants.
Understood. Well, we are almost out of time, and I did want to ask if there's a way that folks can find out more about your campaign before they head to the polls. I imagine you have, of course, the full complement these days of a political candidate, Facebook, also website, and the whole gamut, right?
Yes, you can find more information at AlexisJohnsonNM.com. And please vote early. You can vote today, and it's Alexis M. Johnson on your ballot.
Very good. Alexis Johnson, thank you for joining me. Good luck with the campaign. We appreciate your time today.
Thank you. Ahehe.
You're very welcome. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.